is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, it's time to see what Katie Couric has for us.
Katie Couric's notebook.
Right. What are the seven wonders of the modern world? We'll know on July 7th when the new Seven Wonders Foundation announces winners of a worldwide contest. And they've come up with finalists that include public funding for abortion, hate speech, and bulimia. But why stop there? If you really want to include modern wonders, how about Lindsay and Paris and Nicole? Telephones you can wear right on your anus. Or gay marriage. What about Chinese that deliver to your door? And is anything more wondrous than internet porn sites? Maybe they need to start a list of seven wonders of the world of sex. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Well, it's it's really not my place to say, Mike.
The Sun likes them. Don and Mike.
I believe that was edited.
I think it may have been, and I think she might have been under the influence of OxyContin.
Like Rob Grill. Here he is.
Here he is. Sounds good. Sounds straight. Fine. Sounds like his head's on straight.
Sunny days, Mike.
Sunnier days.
Sunnier days.
Good times.
Good times.
Good times. Good times. Good times. Good time. Good day.
Where is our Polish intern, Matthew?
Matt the Pole?
I believe he's here.
Matt.
Good.
Here.
I like that he's running. I like to see that.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, that boy.
Sure, boy.
I'm curious.
There he is.
Now, of course, everything on this show is somehow screwed up. Made a simple request yesterday to see if the boy, Matt the Pollock, can eat 50 Reese's peanut butter cups in 10 minutes.
Right.
They went out and they bought Reese's peanut butter cups.
Right.
They bought the miniature ones. Because, like I said, God, everything on this show.
Who did that?
Well, you look at the Pollock.
You did?
Yes.
Sorry. I asked you this before the show. I'll ask you again now. Why didn't you buy regular full-size Reese's peanut butter cups?
Well, that was the only, like, multi-bags they had. I didn't see any big ones.
Did you go, like, to a CVS?
Yeah, I went to Giant.
You went to a grocery store.
This is like he's learning.
Polish,
though.
What do you want from me?
He's learning well though with the one word answers. You know, he really is. So you couldn't find any. You know, we wanted regular peanut butter cups.
I was not aware of that.
How many little ones are in the bag?
There's like 100. I mean, I bought two bags. I think there was like 45 or 50 in a bag.
But Mike, don't you agree that a couple of those doesn't necessarily equal one full Reese's peanut butter cup?
No, not at all.
And also,
50 regular Reese's peanut butter cups would be probably a daunting challenge. He probably wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
But the little ones, he'd probably be able to do 50 of those.
I mean, couldn't you go to a grocery store? I understand you went to one, but you're Polish and everything.
Are you a big eater, Matt? You look like you're a little chunky. Are you a big eater?
Doing my best.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even though you're Polish, you can find the part in the store where they have, I know that they have to have them, those, like, they come, I think, individually wrapped in boxes of eight.
Costco's the place where you get them.
Yeah.
You know, you get the whole,
the big box store.
The big box of them.
Well, why don't you just go across the street right now and get some big ones, get some regular sized ones at the Giant.
Regular peanut butter cups is what. Do you like peanut butter cups?
Yes, for now. Probably not after today.
It's got to be relevant. Here you go.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Here's some more money. hold on. How much do you think? I don't want to give them too much.
That candy's expensive. You're giving them the right amount.
$40. Yeah. Okay. Right. Go across the street now and buy 50 real peanut butter cups, please.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And what are we going to do with the ones that he doesn't eat? Because you know he's not going to be able to do it.
Well, Mike, we can do one of two.
Just thinking ahead.
We can do one of two things.
Yes.
We can either send them to Angelina Jolie.
Right.
Or we can hide them in the back so every day you can go back and sneak a couple.
That's what I was thinking.
I like that.
Yeah. That's kind of why I asked.
And so you don't have to sneak Joe's candy anymore.
Full size. Good luck, Matt.
Sometimes you just need chocolate.
Hope you don't eat all 50. Hope you don't eat all 10.
I believe when I was a kid.
How many did you knock back?
When I was a kid, I think I one time impressed my friends by eating maybe 15 of them.
Yeah.
Just one right after the
number
other.
I'm thinking of.
Quite a few.
You know, somewhere between 15 and 20. You know, then you just sit there and you do that.
Yeah.
But I never did that. I never did the, you know, I always say purely for pleasure, not to impress.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever ate competitively.
Never ate.
Never ate competitively.
I think when I did that, it wasn't even competitive. I know that, It was
you were enjoying it. You were just you liked them so much.
Everybody had all of their Halloween candy on a table. Like five guys poured their pillow cases full of candy on the table, and it was like you know how when you trade with guys like God, I hate Baby Ruth. I'll take who's got the Reese's.
Right.
I traded for all the Reese's and just started eating them and going nuts.
Well, how many years has Reese's been the number one? I mean, haven't we had surveys?
Always.
It really, as long as it's been out, it's been number one.
Yeah. So anyway, he goes and he buys a little tiny kind, you know, that incidentally.
But that doesn't have the same, even if he was not going to do 50, that doesn't have the same, a Reese's peanut butter cup is the challenge. That's like a hot dog.
Substantial.
You know, if you're eating the little ones, that has the same challenge level of eating a mini hot dog. It's not the same thing. It's bite size.
The only reason that you should possibly use the miniature Reese's peanut butter cups are if you're making some little thing for little kids, like their little party where everybody gets a little tiny bag, a little goodie bag. Beyond that.
Well, you know what? We've had this discussion. We normally have it at Halloween.
What is the point?
This speaks to the whole cheapening of the candy industry.
That is the only other reason people buy the miniature size, so they can cheap out at Halloween and not give us our full-size candies.
At Halloween? You know, the only thing I would say that those little bite-size candies are good for are for candy dishes at the holidays. But even at the holidays, you would put out a dish maybe with a full-size candy.
But if you did...
That'd be kind of gross,
but
though.
But no, yeah. Mike, hold on.
But
I'm,
fun.
I'm sure you like me. You've been to a holiday party. There's been the candy dish that has all of the miniature Hershey crackles.
Yeah,
and all
exactly.
That.
Yes. And a lot of peanut butter cups.
I'm sure you're like me. You don't take one.
You never take one.
You put your big bare hand in there and grab out, like, 15 of them and just shove them in the pocket of your jacket and move on.
Well, let me throw this out to the candy industry.
At least that's what I do.
Let me throw this out to the candy industry. What I think they should do is they should have decorative full-size peanut butter cups. Not the whole package with two or three. You just have little peanut butter cups in a holiday thing so that when you reach into the candy thing, you pull out a full-size cup, just like you'd pull out a full-size Baby Ruth. Or maybe an entire Hershey bar with a lovely Christmas wrapping on it.
Yeah, you got to go full size.
Yeah.
Please, don't screw that up.
And which is smaller? We've always had this. Is it bite size or fun size?
Fun size
is the absolute ultimate ripoff.
Fun size is the cheapest.
Fun size is taking like you've got the bite size Snickers, and fun size is cutting that in half, right? It's having that.
It's called the line wand edition.
the half.
Fortunately for us, we are right across the street. From the highway across from us has a big, gigantic, super giant Safeway store.
Yes, it does.
Whatever it is.
It's a giant
food.
Yeah. The cemetery giant.
So we will be able to get the food in here rather quickly.
It's the senior giant. It's the cocoon giant.
Message from me to Bob the mailman.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Yeah, Robert De Niro. I made a bet with Robert a long time ago about Shaq when Miami got beat in the playoffs by the Chicago Bulls and invited him to my home because I lost the bet to watch some of the NBA finals. And I said, we'll do it on the opening weekend because, why not? It's Saturday night, what the hell? Well, as it turns out, all of the finals games this year are going to be on weeknights.
Really?
Yeah.
So where does that leave your so you want to watch the Spurs-Cavs opening game?
He is communicated via Rob 1,000 text messages that he's sure that I'm going to back out of this, that he wants a limo to my house.
Didn't you guys at one point say if it falls on a weeknight, the first Saturday game of the finals?
There are no Saturday games now.
Oh, yeah. No. None?
That's what I'm saying. They redid their schedule now. They're not because nobody watches on Saturday night.
Wow.
They put all the games on during the week now.
I got the rarest of all treats. I got a phone call, a voice call from Robert when he was concerned that you'd back out, and also these two texts. The first one reads, need limo to and from Don's house because he wants to drink a lot.
A kiss my white ass.
He said he would take anything bigger than 20 feet. It doesn't need a hot tub. And the other text was,
that's not part of the deal.
There is no God.
Oh, so he doesn't believe either.
So you're in good company, Buzz. Congratulations.
What's wrong with him?
Enjoy the meeting.
Well, Bobby Mailman, if you're out there listening, here is the deal. They play a game Thursday night. I think they play Friday night, and then there are more games next week.
When's the opener?
Thursday night.
Thursday night.
I need to get the guys out to get you know to to move the valuables out.
Right. And are you saying Thursday would be acceptable?
No, I am saying I would rather just have him come over for like game three. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. It's going to be a Thursday, a Tuesday, whatever night it is. Janet is out of town on business, and I would like for her to be around. She's going to help me.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she's going to help me.
She might not be safe, though.
She's going to help me soothe the savage beast that is Robert Mailman. She's going to help with.
Shouldn't we be having this discussion with Robert on the air?
No, that's what I'm trying to avoid, Mike. She's going to help me soothe the savage beast with food and liqueur.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And Robert, if you're out there, and I know you are, let's make this happen. On somebody, can somebody help me? When is game three?
I don't know, but I would like to offer to pay Robert's cab, not limo, but a cab to your house if he wants to have a few cocktails.
One way.
Is that something that would help you, or would you rather have him not drink?
I would rather that he drive drunk.
Fair enough.
You'd rather have him pull a Paris Hilton, a Lindsay Lohan. Well, there's another. I came out ahead in that one.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I would.
No more money out of my pocket.
Anyway, Robert, I know you're out there. I'll pay off the bet. I'm actually looking forward to it.
So what day, when is this going to be?
If somebody,
we're checking.
Just give me the paper. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. I don't follow sports.
I know you don't. You're funny like that. For God's sakes. Here we go.
I enjoy the fine art.
Basketball.
Yes.
WLBA.
No, that's wrong.
Sports on TV. Soccer. Baseball. Auto racing. Jesus Christ.
Hard to find the NBA.
A lot of sports.
God damn. Give me something. Will somebody just Google it, please?
All right. Thursday at San Antonio.
Here was
Sunday at San Antonio. June 12th at Cleveland.
Game three is a week from tonight.
June 12th at Cleveland.
But there's a Sunday game?
There is a Sunday game.
Not a chance.
Sunday at 9 o'clock.
Sunday, I have a standing reservation in the court of God. I think you know.
You have the prayer breakfast, followed by Mass.
Sunrise service.
Followed by the church supper and Bible study from 9 until midnight.
And sing along.
I wish I could be like you.
So there we go. Let's make it happen a week from today for game number three. That's it. You're on, Robert.
You're right. They're all weeknight games. Well, the Sunday game, but that doesn't count.
Robert, you're invited to, and plus Sunday night, it's the finale of The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be watching a basketball game when The Sopranos is on. So a week from tonight, next Tuesday, June 12th, look forward to it, Bobby Mailman.
Let's see if Greg Popovich can get those Cavs to beat the Spurs.
He's the coach of the Spurs.
Spurs to beat the Cavs. And boy, that Spurs player, LeBron James.
It's King James.
King James.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Why? Why do I have to be a drag queen? Why?
Man, these are the answers that we can't give you. It's a rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm. We don't know, sir.
Because it was meant to be.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Being as we have a moment while Matt the Pollock is out getting his Reese's peanut butter
Indeed,
cups.
Indeed, we do.
I was just standing outside with the buddies and couldn't help noticing that something awful happened to your fancy new car.
Yeah. I was keyed.
Yeah. Wow, that's quite a key.
Wow. That's
the key to the city.
I was keyed by the Incredible Hulk.
That's like the size of the key that Superman used to open his fortress of solitude.
I'm a dumbass. I am a dumbass.
Yeah.
Oh, Pixie.
Come on, let's hear it. What'd you do to your fancy car?
At my residence, you know that I live in an old house, a house that was built around 1900.
This old house.
And this old house has several things. Well, of course, the house itself has some additions on it, but it has some things that were around during ye old times, including the gate to the driveway, which was seriously... it originated with the house when they rode around in horses and carriages, mm-hmm. and it's not driveway size, but it is big enough to fit a car in there.
As a matter of fact,
you could probably fit a truck in there. The guy that lived there before did fit a truck in there, but it is absolutely the minimum amount of space. It is very narrow. You have to pay attention when you're going between these two old pedestals.
This would
these
be the
pillars where they used to have the gate for the horses.
Didn't you have another fender bender already with this car?
No. Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah, right.
I did it the very, the night I got it.
Well,
I backed into a dumpster.
Ouch.
I'm not prepared to say Yeah, I guess I am prepared to say it is an unlucky vehicle for me.
Oh, is it really?
Ooh. Oh my!
But here's the deal: I love the car.
And seriously, this thing that goes along the side of Mike's car goes.
It was. Can I tell you? Can I explain what happens?
Yeah, from the front to the back.
Yeah, from the front, the passenger front, all the way to the back of the car. Mm-hmm. It had there are two brick pillars that go up, and where there used to be a gate for like horses in ye olden times.
Okay.
And what's left now, there's no gate there, but there's this metal ringlet where the gate used to hook into. It was just this little gate. Mm-hmm. And apparently I got so close to the brick pedestal that it not only brushed against, it's not like I brushed against something brick. I actually brushed up against the metal and that hooked the car, opening the right passenger door like a can opener.
Yeah, exactly.
It actually cut the metal. And when I heard it the first time, as opposed to I thought, well, don't back up because you're going to make it worse if you back up. Continue going forward, and if you go forward, you're going to be okay. And when I went forward, it was like, oh, Pixie. The whole thing just opened up like a can opener. And I really do, as you can see on my door, I have a cut along the door where it just ripped it in
that
two.
That won't just be buffed out.
No, that's going to be, I call, you know what? Normally I got a guy, my friend Timmy, who does body work for me.
Hey, Mike, I'll fix it.
Hey, that's right, Captain. This guy's great. And one of the things that's great, he's really fast because, you know how the insurance game works, Don. You don't necessarily claim everything that happens. This is one where I called the insurance company.
What?
I called the insurance company immediately. I called the insurance company before I looked at that and I went,
There's no way you're paying out of your pocket for that.
No effing way. This was an insurance. I can't wait to see. I know this. I didn't just go by the deductible. I skyrocketed past the deductible. You think so? Really?
I do.
You really
what
do?
What was Rob's guess?
Oh, Jesus. They're going to cancel
me. Here's how much I had. That's how much I think it's going to cost.
Okay, Rob's like more than doubling what you...
I think that.
Oh.
How much do you think, Buzz?
I would have said four.
That's still an S load of
money. We were holding up fingers, though, Buzz.
But I would have said four.
Okay. Jesus loves you.
This I know. Did you say a bad word when you did it?
Rob held up 10 little piggies. I held up 4 little piggies and Rob held up 10.
I bet it's between the two.
Are you ready for the reason it happened?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the stupid cranial
That's
cramp?
Expensive.
I've got a little digital clock in the upper right-hand corner of the radio area.
And that's where you set your beer.
this is this morning. And I'm driving out to...
Excuse me, that's where you sit your Baileys and coffee.
Good morning.
Ah, nice little pick-me-up in the morning. And I was reaching to get my vodka bottle. And I was looking at the clock, and this is the thought process. I was going to this place, and I was trying to figure out there are two different routes that you can take. And I said, all right, I'm going to go this route this time, and I'm going to figure out how long, and I'll time myself. Oh. So I'm going to start the clock right now, and I looked at the clock. Okay, so it's 9:40. Like that, and I looked down, and I went, Pixie. And I look, I didn't say F.
Oh, you didn't.
No, because it was so devastating. I knew by the sound that, and this was just me in the car, and I knew by the sound that this was so much damage that I immediately pulled around into the side of the house and just calmly got out of the car to look at it. Yeah. What surprised me was the type of destruction. I expected it to be scraped and pushed in and dented. I didn't expect that I'd have what amounted to, seriously, a can opener going the length of the car.
Gash.
The thing that really surprised me...
Nice open gash.
An open gash.
You said it's a narrow passage, but you've done it a million times.
I've done it a million times. Yeah. You know what? I probably have gotten a little too overconfident. Wow. It's tiny. It's really, you have to.
How many miles on this
when
car?
I pull into this driveway, when I'm coming off the street, I have to do the truck driver turn. I have to do the thing where you go out wide and point it in.
Right.
Because if you come in at an angle, you're not getting there. And what I did was I took the turn too quick. Nah. And, it's just.
You could buy a Kia.
This might be the time to.
How many miles on this car?
7,000.
What's
no, maybe 4,000. Maybe 4,000.
As you say, you haven't had it that long.
I think 4,700 miles. I think I've got 4,700 miles on it. Okay. I think that's how many I have.
It's a nasty gash.
Did you get that with miles on it?
No.
God damn.
I drive from Juneau, Alaska to Sacramento every day.
Is your commute? Like 45 miles?
40 miles.
40.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
You must really like the person you work with. That's all I can say.
Clearly. Yeah. See, he knew I was doing that. See, and I knew he was doing that to me. Uh-huh. That's how that Pixie.
I'll check the odometer, though, to make sure I'm right about that, because I think it's about 4,000 miles.
Because I've realized...
That might be the other car. I'm not sure.
Maybe it's just me turning into Howard Hughes and the fact that I never go anywhere. Uh-huh. Like, my mileage on my car, they actually called. I bought a car in September.
Hey, Matt, go out and check the mileage on my car, will you? I want to make sure I got that
They called me. I bought a car in September, and they called me up, and they said, we're concerned. And I said, why? And they said, because you've not had it in for service yet.
Right.
And I said... It's only got like 3,000 miles on it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I try to divide the time between the two cars I've got, and I really try to keep the mileage low on both of them because one of them's leased and one of them isn't. So one's got a really limited amount of mileage. But this is one I like this car so much that I didn't get mad because normally I'll get mad at the car. Mm-hmm. I'll blame the car for this happening because it's like bad car, evil car, bad karma. I have too good a relationship with this car, and I can't. Now I'm just going to take care of it because it's sick.
And I've always been one to run up the miles on my car, especially like when I was taking Bart to school every day, making that round trip, and then going to work. It was not unusual to put 20,000 miles a year on a car.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Now I'm looking at this thing going, hey, this is how it works, right?
Mm-hmm. And also, you've been using mass transit a lot.
That's helped. Because the subway comes right by here.
Only on sunny days,
so you use that. But
the tunnel's going under. That's
I will. I'll tell you, I should know not tomorrow, but probably the next day, because it's got to be appraised. The insurance adjuster's got to come out and do that. Mm-hmm. And, man, when you have to deal with the insurance companies, and it's been so long, it really has been a long time since I've had to do this, and you talk to them, and they're so super friendly, but then they ask you all these questions.
Oh,
like,
drive you nuts.
Well, the first thing they said, are you okay? I said, yeah. I mean, I just, I had a fender bender pulling out of the driveway. I said, all right, what did you hit? I said, I hit a little pole, a little pedestal, little brick gate thing that's next to, is that damaged? I said, no, that's perfectly healthy. That's mm-hmm. the thing that just, and you know what? I didn't even look at it either. I said, no, it's fine. And if it's not fine, I'll just tear it down anyway because it's too wide. And then they go through the questions and then you have to talk to another guy who wasn't in. He said, we're going to put you on with the adjuster right now. Oh, I see that he's not in. Then the adjuster calls me and I'm playing phone tag with him. How many miles?
He doesn't know yet.
You know what I mean? Just found it. It's right out front of the station.
Of the year parking lot.
It looks like an amusement park ride. It's got the big jaws of death coming out of the side of it.
I looked for light blue, and you said, the silver one?
Well, it is silver.
It is.
It's silver.
It's silver.
It's not a bluish silver.
No, it is not. No, it's not blue.
Silver. With the gash.
Mike's car that's wrecked?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Sure.
It's silver.
It's silver.
Clearly silver.
It's silver, silver, silver.
His other car is dark blue. That is silver.
Yeah, that's not dark blue. That's a light blue.
No, his car right now
is silver.
Let me go look at it again. Hold on.
It's silver.
We're not taking any more calls, as Joe would say.
You know what it is? It's cut silver. How many miles?
Just under 4,000.
Okay, just under 4,000.
All right. Hey, what color is that car?
Silver to me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right.
I can prove it.
Don't ever doubt. What?
Listen.
Blue
to
and I can prove
it's
it.
It's not blue.
It's next to a silver car.
It is not
Matt, go
blue.
Look. It's blue.
You're talking about.
It's not. It's on the thing. I got the registration. It's silver.
Oh, it was mistyped.
It's silver, silver.
The Viagra you're taking makes everything look blue.
In fact, it's silver to the point where it looks white sometimes.
Is there not a car
you
next
ought to be
to
able to recognize
silver.
That color?
Hey, Mike, during the break, why did you go to the. Do you have something in the car that says the color?
I might.
I'm sure.
I'll try to find it. I bet I can find it on the inside.
Look for a piece of paper that says blue. That'll be it.
Do you still have the sticker? I mean, not that
I might. I might have it.
Not that we have to prove it to you, Rob, but seriously.
I can do that right now.
That's silver.
Give me 2 seconds.
All right, like silver and black.
All right.
Look at
the Raiders colors.
Look at the car that's on the other side of it that is silver.
Shut up!
Boy, is he fussy.
I know.
You wrecked your blue car.
What a tough day.
I thought you were goofing. I swear to God.
It's light blue.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's like a light silvery blue. There is some silver to it.
No, it's all silver, Rob.
No.
It's like the Silver Surfer. That car is silver.
No, the Silver Surfer is much lighter than his car.
See a doctor.
You Jesus see Christ, a doctor.
Man. Seriously.
You see a doctor and say, oh, look, the doctor's silver. No, he's not. He's flesh colored. No matter what race he is.
I got a good laugh from my insurance agent the last time I called to report an accident because my wife backed into my car in our driveway.
Pixie.
And when I called the insurance office, they said, and how's the house? Is the house okay? I was able to tell them the house was uninjured.
What's going on?
Hey.
Hi, I'm Greg House.
There he is.
None of us miss the big yellow poles. We have a new pole, but the big yellow poles under the parking garage at WJFK.
Yeah. I don't think you should try to change the subject here from the fact that Mike's car is absolutely 1,000% silver.
Silver.
We all agree, though, the poles were yellow.
Yes, they were. Yeah. We agree on that.
Okay. What does it say?
I won't give the type of car.
All right.
Sport.
Fiat.
Year 2007.
Uh-huh.
Color.
Color.
Zermatt silver.
Let me see that.
Z-I-R-M-A-T?
Who saves this? Is this from your car or another car?
There you go, Mike. That's from my car.
No, this is from a silver car. I'm going to look up the word Zermatt and see if it means blue.
Is it Z-E or Z-I? What
Z-E-R.
Is it? Okay.
It's nothing. There's not one speck of blue in that. That is the silverest of silver.
No, it's not.
That's like a spoon. It's like driving down with a cut spoon.
Ron Silver would drive that car any day of the week.
Yes, I would. Ron Silver.
Zermatt's a town in Switzerland. It's just silver.
It's silver.
The actor you're thinking of is named Ron Blue.
Okay. Thank you,
no,
Robbie.
It is silver. I don't know what's wrong with you. I really don't know what's wrong with you. It might have. You know what? It's the silver reflecting another car next to it.
It's always been blue.
But you've driven that car to work for the last how many months, Mike?
Like at least 7-8 months.
Yeah.
I think maybe less.
Seven,
I don't know.
Six. I don't know.
Something like that.
Six months. Are you looking at it now? Are you ready to concede?
I still see light blue.
Wow.
God.
Jeez. This is why.
Metallic?
This is why. Like this is why you're a Klansman.
What does this have to do with it?
I don't know. I just felt like
in the Klan, it's really important to know your colors.
No, this is the unyielding, like unopened. Look at the car. Process it. It is silver.
It is not as silver as the car that's next to it.
Hold on.
Oh, now there's going to be a fight.
Hold on. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go outside and see what he's talking about.
They're both going out to see if Mike's car is more silver, less silver, or the same silver as the car next to it. Because this is important.
It's silver. It's more silver.
More silver.
It's more silver than the one next to it.
Mike said.
It's the sun. It's the position of the car. My car is next to a darker car. It's like a mirror because it's so silvery.
But he's seen that car parked here.
Long time.
Virtually every day.
God, he's a pure ass. He truly is.
Where's he at?
I don't know. Maybe he's getting his paint gun out or something like that. I don't know what he's doing. What are you doing now?
I had to get a second opinion. Bear, come in here.
Oh. Now, wait a minute. You're not putting Bear on the... Bear?
Ebony and Ivory.
No.
Hold on.
I trust Bear.
Step up. What color is Mike's car, Bear?
It looks bluish silver. It does.
Bluish silver.
It is not. It's totally silver. Is it next to a blue car?
Next to a silver car.
No, there's a silver car on the far end of it.
Bear.
Yeah, silver car. Bear.
Bear. Bear. Bear. First, you should know. Rob doesn't like your car.
No, I do.
Yeah, don't side with him.
Rob doesn't like black people.
It's the whole
right.
black thing, huh? It's the
yes.
whole black thing.
It's Rob doesn't. Right. He. Bad. Bad for your people. Me. Good for your people. Me. Me. Lots of friends of your people.
I agree
he.
With you.
No friends of your
you,
people.
It's
Thank
sober.
You.
It's sober.
Why are you talking like he's an Indian?
Yeah.
Me. Friend of your people.
Me. Friend. Mm.
Yes,
wow.
That turned into something like the OK Corral.
That is such a blue car.
Oh, shut up.
If I had to describe it,
you're totally
I would
wrong.
Say like navy blue.
You know, here's what we're going to do. We're going to send, after we have the kid eat all the peanut butter cups, we'll send him outside with the digital camera without giving the make, the model, all that other jazz.
Have him get up close. Have him get up close and get
take
a picture
of your car. And then we'll put it on the website.
In fact, he can take a picture of the wreck, of the bad part.
Yeah, just like in Hustler. We'll only show the gash.
All right. Thank you, Robbie.
The big silver gash.
Gash.
Yeah, my ass. My blue ass.
What? Why are you looking at the sticker now?
Give me my sticker.
Car?
I don't like you having that.
I don't think this is really your sticker.
I don't like you having that.
And really, in times like this, your mileage should be better than that.
I know it should. What is my mileage anyway?
13 and 19.
Ooh, that is bad. That is truly bad.
The mileage should at least add up to more than 40.
You're right about that. You're going to take crap from Mr. Colorblind over here?
Yeah. I wish I had better mileage like you might get in a Caprice Classic.
It does better than that.
Does it really?
Yes, it does.
Are you sure about that?
Because you know what?
City?
In City, it gets 16. It's average 6. It's down from 17 when I bought it.
Right. And what color is that car?
My Caprice? It's red.
On the inside.
But I'll with the Caprice, you get Corvette speed and Cadillac comfort.
Oh,
I don't know what your car offers.
Shut up. Get out of
I
here.
I know where the car came in. Port Newark, New Jersey. Car came to us via Newark. I bet a lot of cars come in there.
You mean it's a foreign car?
Okay, would you, get out of here, Fred Sanford.
You're an ass.
Seriously.
That car is blue. And
get out of here.
Bear said so.
Get out of here.
No.
You're I'm like, younger. My eyes are sharper.
Oh, no. That now, don't get on the young thing, because seriously.
I'm seeing stuff that you can't see.
You're because seeing stuff, right. The way you treat your body, you're 30 years older than your actual age.
That could be. That could very well be, but my eyes are great.
why are you just reading your
sticker?
Why do you still have the sticker, incidentally?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I always save mine, too, and I don't know why. I keep it just to remember what the sticker was on it.
Yeah.
So, like, for resale, if you ever want to sell it, just so you're not going to get screwed. What? You just, it's a nice thing to know when you're going on the internet to get all the information on what the car's resale value is. Always nice to have the original manufacturer's sticker price.
Why, just put it in a drawer at home?
Because I keep it in the glove compartment.
Why?
Because I want to.
Is it to impress people?
No, nobody ever sees it.
Put it back in the window?
No, nobody ever sees it.
On weekends.
It.
I'm just digging around with you.
I wrecked this car. I mean, you were holding up all your fingers about how much body work I'm going to have. Stop picking on me. I'm going to have $5 million worth of body work.
I back Mike up. I would save that sticker, too, because it's rare with the error on it.
With the silver on a blue car.
It is. It's like a messed up quarter.
Okay,
it's very valuable.
Okay, shut up!
Thank you, Robbie.
Shut up.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.